Welcome back to Unruly Unruly. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Ashley.
Thank you for joining us. How are we doing? Pretending like we didn't just record. How are we doing? What's been going on with us this week?
Besides my like wonderful food poisoning on like Monday, that was fucking terrible. Other than that, you know, just dealing.
What do you think caused it? The family style food?
I'm assuming because we went to my aunt's 60th birthday, and I think that the family style food really did. I think just when you're in a big environment as it is with a bunch of people,
yeah.
And I think everyone like sharing, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's very old school Italian. But like at the end of the day, it's just one of those things where it's like you just don't know.
Yeah.
And it could have just been the food itself. But yeah, it did not. Did not drive well with me.
That was brutal.
It was so, it was so fucking brutal. I couldn't even go outside to go get Maria off the bus. I had to literally call Lumberjack to wake him up because he works overnights. And I had to call him to wake him up to go outside to get her because I was like, I'm not getting out the bathroom.
One of those times where you're like, thank God I work from home. But yes. Also I was saying like, to Ashley the other day, I was like, when you work from home, it makes you feel so much guiltier to take time off. It does feel like an obligation.
It feels like an obligation.
Because you go, I'm literally home. Like, I may as well work.
Right.
Even though you really, like, need to be in bed, but still.
Right. And that's the hardest part. Yeah. That is by far the hardest part. Yeah.
Well, I have a quick story. Went out for St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Not, like, for St. Patrick's Day. I didn't even wear green. But, like, around St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
So, end of the night. There were like a bunch of characters. You know how it is when the bar lets out.
And everyone's hanging out, either waiting for their Ubers.
And like then all the characters are there.
Are outside, lingering around. Still fucking around.
We had like one guy that like was talking to us like he knew us forever. Him and my brother are linking arms and like singing and climbing on each other's backs, like giving each other piggyback rides. It was like a lot. But then there was this girl. She had like a super cute outfit on, like sweet girl. She like had like St. Patrick's Day stickers and glitter on her face, and she's walking around with her phone like this, like holding it out and going bro, like walking around in circles, and she's kind of walking over by people but like not really talking directly to them. She's kind of just saying out loud like, oh, like putting her hands up, like smacking her hands like right. That and like looking upset about something. And Drama King sees her go over to my sister and he's like, do not engage her. Do not. His rule is always no randoms.
Right.
He always says no randoms. We keep to the group. But somehow randoms always get involved. So he tells her don't interact with them. So she's like, OK, she doesn't. The girl comes over to her. She like ignores her. Then he tells me the same thing. He comes to me and he says, no randoms. Remember the rule. And I said, okay. And then the girl came over and she's going, bro. And I said, what's wrong? Oh, what happened? And I immediately, like, she goes in for a hug. Like, but she doesn't actually hug me. She just lays on top of me and she's laying her head on my shoulder. And I'm like, oh my God, she's inconsolable. I went to rub her back. She was wearing like a tank top, like an open back shirt. I go to rub her back. It was hot as fuck in there. She's not sweating at all. She actually had the smoothest skin I've ever felt in my entire life. Nice. I was like, okay, kind of weird. Mm-hmm. You're not hot at all. But like she had St. Patrick's Day stuff on. So I'm assuming she was like out. But I'm like, okay, feels like you just got out of the shower.
Right.
Okay. So she's laying on me. I'm rubbing her back and I'm comforting her. And then my brother comes over and he's like, what happened? Who did something? And then she's like, bro, like she keeps just pointing at her phone. It says Peyton Baby.
No.
I'm like, what the fuck did Peyton Baby do to you?
Right.
Mr. Baby himself?
Mr. Baby.
Mr. Baby hurt you? So she just keeps pointing at it. Then she would call him. He would pick up and hang up immediately. And then she'd go, looking at me like, see? And I'm like, I still don't know what's going on. She hasn't actually explained what's happening.
Right.
So I'm like, what an asshole. What a piece of shit. What an absolute idiot.
Right.
Can't believe he's doing this to you. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But I'm like, I cannot believe he's doing this to you. He's going to hell. So
absolutely. Like, he probably was her, you know, thinking like he's her ride or something.
Yeah.
Like, this poor girl's going to have to walk.
What a monster.
Yeah.
I've like created a narrative in my head.
I'm
like, Mr. Baby hurt her, you know, maybe was mean to her. Now she's out here crying.
He left her at the bar.
Herself.
Yeah. I would have made up so many things. Yeah.
Now, what Drama King saw that I didn't see, the context that he had that we didn't have, was apparently before she came over to everybody, starts wandering around like with her phone acting upset. She was talking to some guy and he was saying to her, she owes him $100 and she was upset about it.
On the phone he was?
No, in person.
Oh.
I don't know if that was the baby in question, Peyton baby.
That's a Peyton baby.
But she's talking to this guy, then she starts wandering around doing the whole thing. So I'm comforting her, cradling her in my arms, shaking her. And I'm like, listen, tomorrow, none of this is going to matter.
Right.
Tomorrow's a new, at the end of the day, it's the end of the day.
It is.
You know what? I'm like giving her an inspirational speech. I'm right. Shaking her.
Right.
I'm like, you are going to be fine. I was like,
it's going to be okay.
You will come out the other side of this. I was literally saying to her stuff like, you know, tomorrow is, none of this will matter. I don't even know what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
But she, our Uber pulls up. So she's like still like, bro, like putting our phone. So, my brother goes, all right, give me his number. I'll call him. I'll tell him he's an asshole because he keeps hanging up on her when she calls. She gives him a number. I thought it was his number. She gives him her number. So we're in the Uber.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I had it wrong. He didn't speak to the guy, to Peyton baby. He spoke to the girl. So we get in the car. He gets in the front seat with Uber. We're all being loud and like obnoxious. Right. We're all like trying to figure out what was going on. At some point in the night, some kid ran into the window and tried to open it like a door.
Oh my God.
And Jose's niece, she goes over to the, because it was so steamy, you could draw on the window.
Oh my God.
She drew a door on the window for him. Drama King's nice, so he pointed him towards the exit and the kid went, oh, that's where the exit is. Like, we're just trying to figure out what was going on. It was a weird night. Somebody was crowd surfing. St. Patty's Day is
always like that.
So strange.
Yeah.
Someone's crowd surfing in a bar that you cannot crowd surf in. So we're all talking, we're loud. And then my brother's in the front seat going, he calls the guy, or what he thought was the guy. She answered the phone. He gets off the phone. He goes, she just told me that I owe him $20,000 for coke. He said, I'm going to block the number.
Uh-huh.
We were getting played. We were getting set up. And the thing is, sometimes Drama King tells me something and I go, ah, what do you know?
Well, you know nothing.
What the fuck do you know?
Right.
That was one of those times where like, I should have listened.
Absolutely.
Because he saw it happen in real time. He saw the play.
The whole thing play out in real time.
One thing that can never happen is me and my brother can never be in a city together with no one around to watch us because we would 100% get scammed.
Yeah, I understand that too.
He just goes, yeah, she just told me that I owe this guy $20,000 for coke. She said, I'm just going to block her.
Oh my gosh, imagine this, you two, like
and
together.
The Uber driver in the front being like,
listening to all this.
And this was the minute that we, like, if he turned around, he would have, like, seen her on the phone with him. We didn't even pull off yet. Still, like, he's still trying to merge in to, like, leave.
What the hell?
It was so weird. Like, it just, and Drama King kept saying, it's a weird night. Something about this night is weird.
Oh, no.
It was, there was
like, it a full moon?
I actually don't know.
Maybe.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Like, it was just one of those nights where shit just felt off a little bit. I forgot what happened earlier in the day, but things kept happening that were weird.
And you then know what happens, like, to you with nights like that, though? Is like, if people were drinking since early, mm-hmm. you really get some interesting humans.
It wasn't even super packed. It was like, I think people really were tapping out early.
The select people that were left.
Yeah. The crawl started at 1.
Wow.
So by the time we're out, it's either you've been drinking for 9 hours.
Right.
Or you just got out and you're like, you know, on our level. But you either went home or you were there and you just drank for like, you know.
A year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it was just a fucking weird night.
That sounds like a weird night.
Yeah, that was a strange one. That was just like, we all had to kind of figure out what happened.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The kid trying to open up the window, that really got to me.
That's fucking hilarious.
Because the security guard, like, looks at my boyfriend and he's looking at him. And then the guy's like, do you know him? And he was like, no, I don't know him. And then he goes to the kid. He goes, the exit's over there. And he's like, oh, that's where the exit is. How long were you going to try to walk through the glass window for?
Oh, this guy sounds very interesting.
It was like a glitch in a video game. He just came over and tried to walk through the window.
Oh my gosh.
Just strange. But that's one of those things, like, I like going out after a pub crawl's over. Right. Because you get the people, get all like all
the characters. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
We had one really good pub, like the St. Patrick's Day one. I don't think we're ever going to top that one.
Oh, for me, yeah. That was a good one. That was a really good one.
I don't. Yeah. Every time since then that we've tried to go out for St. Patrick's Day has been like a bust. Like, it hasn't nothing's going to ever like live top that. Up
and
to
the
that
weather
one.
Was perfect that day.
It was gorgeous.
It was just like a really good day to have a crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get that one. That same kind of thing again.
That was a really good time. And so many people come late, and then it was just one of those days where like, the right people came at all the right times. Yeah. It was just a good group too that time.
Yeah, it felt like an episode where people kept making guest appearances.
Yes. Everyone just like randomly come in. And that was a really good one.
Yeah. And those also in a better town.
Yeah, like, I'm sad that place is closed because that place has so many memories to my heart.
Me
so,
too.
Yes. It's so sad.
And they closed it to build what? Like a hotel?
There's
or
nothing
something.
There now.
Yeah, it's completely.
Yeah, I don't know what's his name was saying because there's still nothing there. Yeah, it's just an empty lot.
I don't know if it's supposed to be a hotel.
It's going
or something.
To be a hotel. And then I guarantee it's just going to be an upscale bar. Yeah. It's not going to be.
Which you need a club.
You need a club in every They should have continued to have the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there's like none. There's like nowhere.
There's nothing. Because I don't like that the one place down over there is it's like, of course, I don't mind a band. But if I want to go out dancing and Rivals, all they ever do is have bands. They don't have like people. You need a place with a DJ.
I don't want to go and dance to Sweet Caroline.
No.
Live. No. Every fucking time.
No. Once in a while is fine, but like not live every time.
You go in, you catch a little vibe. Everybody's singing. It's like a good, like a cute thing.
But then you're like, all right,
where do I dance?
Right. Like, exactly.
Where's the dancing happen? And now there's no place like that.
No, not at all.
It's also a million pop-up halal food spots.
I've
Have you
that
noticed
too.
That?
I did. I've noticed that recently.
It's those and like these game corner things that are like they're full of nothing but like slot machines.
Interesting.
They're all over the place. There's
crazy.
Like two that just popped up like within like a half a mile radius of here.
There's just tons of people love
fucking
to gamble.
Weird.
So yeah.
And I love halal food. So
me
I'm not.
Too.
It's not
I do
a
love a halal.
Mm-hmm. But it's like how many. Like, let's just look at the area before you build another one.
Absolutely.
You know, you've got too much competition going
right.
on. Anyway, let's get into a game of Unrated and Unruly.
Yes. Unrated and Unruly.
Unruly.
Unruly. Okay. So what has changed significantly in your relationship for good or bad?
I think, and this kind of ties into what I was just saying with the story, mm-hmm. I've learn to like go to my partner for advice more or like even just listen when they give advice.
Yeah.
I think when you get to a certain point, sometimes it can get a little bit like, you know, when they just give you something unsolicited.
Yes.
And it could be coming from the goodness of their own heart, but you just don't want to hear like a fucking, like you're just not like, either you're telling them something and you just want them to listen. Mm-hmm. You're not looking for advice. You're not looking for like a solution. You're just talking.
Exactly.
Or it's like you're not in the mood to hear a solution of
right.
some kind.
Oh, yeah. So you just want to vent. Yeah. What is it called? A venting board or something? Yeah. Yeah.
You just want to like a soundboard. Like,
soundboard, right.
Yeah. You're just mm-hmm. trying to talk to them. You're not looking for them to like do something about it or like.
Right.
Or it's like unsolicited and they just tell you, you know, I really think that the, and you're just like, okay.
But then actually
you're just not in the mood,
but you're just listening to it now.
Yeah, now I'm actually like sometimes I'm catching myself like, why am I dismissing just because I'm not in the mood to hear it or whatever? I'm like mm-hmm. dismissing advice that is actually like really good, because sometimes I have to check in with myself like, this person knows me really well, so like I don't know why I'm being dismissive. And I think it's honestly just comes down to like not asking for that, and then they give it to you
anyway,
so you're just not in the mood to receive.
Yeah,
you know, you're just not like, I'm not looking to hear advice right now. But the more I try to do that a bit, mm-hmm. and it also makes him feel really good, which
it
obviously
does.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
What about for you?
I would say that I think we are starting to get to a point where we're just taking each other for who we are. I think for a very long time, it was like, I wanted him to be a little bit more like this. And like, he's starting to understand where he needs to chime in more.
Yeah.
Like, he always had a fear, especially with the kids, of like, not, I wouldn't consider it overstepping, but he didn't really know where the cue was. I've always struggled this with him in general, that he's not very good at cues. He's just one of those people that just will kind of stay silent.
Yeah.
And then, like, not know how to handle situations. And he's finally learning cues, like, for me, like, what it is, where he's like, okay, I'm going to have to step in. Yeah. And I'm going to have to, because we're dealing with two kids. And no matter what, even one is hard. But when you have two, you're dealing with, you know, there's a lot of times where they're both screaming for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the most overwhelming thing, because I've said it so many times, I wish I was more, like, more huggy, more into that stuff. But like, as soon as they're crying, I shut the fuck down. Like, I can't handle it. Like, it's one of those things where I almost have to walk away from it to like to understand what's going on.
Do you get like overstimulated?
Very overstimulated. Me too. He's not like that. Like, yeah. He can kind of go right into it. Like, what that's what makes it odd is that he can walk into the situation and try and like get everything to calm down.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He was just scared to get involved. And like the last, I'm gonna say a couple of weeks, really, he's really started to turn a corner with it, where he sees, he's like, oh, she's screaming. So he's like,
switch.
He's like,
yeah.
He's like, go to your room. Noah, grab Noah by the neck. By the neck. No, I'm just kidding. But like, grab like this one. Like, and then he like takes everyone away from me for a minute. You yeah. know what I mean? Because he knows mom just went from 0 to 1,000.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not even close to going down yet. And that's where me and him have always differed, was like, he's the kind of person mm-hmm. where he needs a long time to get back down, where it's like, you give me a good 15 minutes, it's yeah. like nothing happened.
You can reset.
I'm like literally a psychopath, because I'm literally going from screaming to being like, hey babe, like everything's good. Like, that's just how I am. And he's yeah. not like that. Like, he needs forever to get down. But like, the fact that he can take these kids, move them out of my situation for 15 minutes, that 15 minutes does fucking wonders on me.
Yeah.
Like, it really fucking helps me, because when I get overstimulated, it's like, I can't, like, everything starts going up, and like, I mean, I'll throw shit. I'll just go yeah. like fucking crazy. And then he's like, okay, we're, like, as soon as he hears the heightened voice, yeah. like, I'll go from like, I'm like talking very even. And then all of a sudden I'm like, now I'm mad. Because that's what I do every time. And I'm like, you want to see mad? And then like, no. And then like, then the kid's like, and then Noah's new thing, and I don't know if it's a panic thing, but his new thing, if I raise my voice and say something, he doesn't speak yet. So if I repeat a lot what I'm saying, like, you asked me to honor your man. And like, I'll just say that. And then yeah. he'll go, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. He's making fun of you.
No, he does it towards, which I feel bad, he does it towards Ray if I'm yelling at Ray. And if I do it to him, he just kind of like looks at me. But like,
he's like, tag me in.
Like, he's just tagging in next to me with whatever I'm doing. And he's trying to say whatever I'm saying. And it is really funny if you're thinking at the moment, I'm like, shut the fuck up, little man.
Like, I don't really want that help.
But yeah. thank you. And like, even the times that like me and have like, we try so hard not to like fight in front of them, but when we have, like, he'll do the same thing. If yeah. I'm saying something, he'll go right, like, dude, I'm like, you shut the fuck up. Like,
your little you assistant.
I know. I'm like, come on, little man. Like, it's okay.
We're tag teaming
everybody. Like, it's so bad. So, but yeah, he's really good at just getting everything, the volume down yeah. and trying to like calm everyone down. And I mean, in one way, it's good that we're such a yin and yang in that way, because like, the kids really know that if they're gonna go to someone who like is really gonna hug them and like emotionally, like, which I'm not saying I can't, but like, he's really good at that.
Yeah.
Like, he really is good at being like the bear. But like, usually after 15 minutes, I can get back into it, and then I can hug her, and then I can embrace it. But if I'm already overwhelmed And then I also, Noah, yeah, always, he's like, mama, and he's screaming for me as I'm trying to, like, imagine.
There's someone also screaming nothing and you trying- like a child screaming. It. I don't even have kids. I hear other people's kids in a store screaming, and it sends, like, yes, chills down my spine. It's
overwhelming.
It's overwhelming as fuck. So to have, like, one child screaming, the other one, like, crying, wanting attention and or
you
crying, needing
to, like, do this. And it's then a lot. It's literally.
And then it could be on a horrible day. Because you've got your own shit to take into account.
100%.
If you are able to, like, have that balance of, like, he knows, okay, now we switch. Now right. You go take a second and then I tap in.
Right.
That's perfect. Like, and that's also one of those with time things. Like, the longer you're together, the more you learn how to just know. Gel.
Yeah.
It's either you do or you're, like, or boiling you don't, water.
And it's not good.
So it's good if you do and you kind of figure out, like, without even saying anything, you just know.
Well, that's what
now's the time.
Always says to me, well, Lumberjack always says to me, he'll look at me, he's like, if I'm in the room with you, you do this thing and I know, like, it's about to go down. He's like, when you do it to me, he's like, I'm horrified because I'm like, oh, she just switched. He goes, you do this thing with your eyes. He's like, I've seen your mom do it before too. He's like, you do this thing with your eyes and it's like you literally go from, like, regular to, like, whoa, like, he's like, you do this thing and I know it's about to just go, you're about to go nuts.
And then he goes, it's mommy bedroom
right
time.
And he's like, but if I'm not next to you, he goes, sometimes I'm, like, in the kitchen and I hear you start and I'm like, whoo, I'm like, here it goes.
Oh, because
so, like,
yeah, it's already, you're already in
he
it.
Didn't see it, he yeah. just saw, like, he's like, and you never really know with you, Ashley. So sometimes you take something for a while and then all of a sudden you go, and sometimes it just takes one talk back and you're in it. And I'm like, because it depends on my fucking mood.
Yeah.
But
it's going to depend on the day.
Right. Exactly. But I am glad that he's finally in this. We're finally in the place that, like, we see each other. Just like every guy needs certain things too. Like, yeah, that makes them feel better. His is his naps. I don't know what it is. And I love naps too.
Yeah.
But, like, I have so much. So I also know I'm going to get a better version of him if, like, you know, if I have to go out and do something, I'm like, then I'm going to have them. I'm going to take them out for a little bit. So you have a little time. We're starting to really understand each other.
Yeah.
Like, what will make less stress for the two of us?
That's where the relationship is, like, this is why they work, because you kind of you've got somebody looking out for you all the time.
Exactly.
That's where you start to get the benefits, mm-hmm, is when you start to, like, instead of working against, like,
each other
or, like, working against the irks and, like, the things that you don't want them to do. It's like you just accept that it is that way.
It is.
And you go, how do we work around it?
Right.
I would say this is an example of Drama King doing the same thing for me that I've been doing for him of, like,
for the longest time.
For so long. I used to tell him he will not take naps.
Oh,
he's men anti-nap. Need naps.
They're like little babies.
Yes. I go, well, it's nappy time. I don't care if you don't want to take a nap. He'll, like, be up for, like, so long. He'll be doing a million things. He runs around, does a bunch of errands, and I can see that he's drained.
Right.
Like, caffeine's doing nothing for him. He needs to take a nap. He will fight me tooth and nail. I don't do naps. What do you mean you don't do naps? Mm-hmm. But people, you don't do. He makes up rules for himself where he goes, I don't do that. I go, well, everyone can do that.
Yes.
But sure. I'm like, you're off. You've got nothing going on. You've got the whole day. You're just running errands.
Right.
Yes, you can do a nap.
Yes.
But I've been telling him, like, listen, I see you crashing. Like, I see you're fucking tired. Sometimes he's not getting good sleep. He's been back into running again. I'm like, I see you're fucking crashing. Go take a nap. Like, I'm telling you, I see it in your face. You will feel better if you take a nap. And he 100%. Listens to me now. And he's like, I'm telling you this because I know you.
Right.
I know. I'm like, I'm giving you a perspective of yourself that maybe you're not thinking about right now. Mm-hmm. You think because he'll do this fake energy thing. He'll try to force himself to have energy.
Yeah.
And I go, that's going to exhaust you faster. Just go lay down. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to nap. Maybe you don't fall asleep, but go lay down for a minute.
Right. Exactly.
It's fine. And now I see, because I'm kind of like, we're just taking each other's advice a little bit better.
Which is all you have to do.
Yeah. It's, I'm like, why didn't I do that?
I know.
Why does it sometimes take work to do those things?
You're there now.
And then there's the people that are like, well, I've always listened to my partner. I understand there are people that just fucking get lucky like that. Some of us have to work against the way we were raised.
Oh,
our
that too.
Our own personalities, our own quirks.
Yep.
I'm actively fighting against things. Like, when I get mad, I feel myself actively trying to not be the way that I know I'm capable of being, mm-hmm. the way that my mother was. Mm-hmm. I feel it. I can access it, but I'm trying not to. That takes work. It
takes so much work.
And it's like, it's fine for there to be a journey mm-hmm. to get there.
Absolutely.
You know, as long as it's in progress.
Absolutely.
You know? So I don't know. I'm like, but that's one of those things where I'm like, why didn't I fucking do that
before? I know.
To see the satisfaction he gets from like, being able to advise on something.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I am still going to ask Ashley. But no, the extra input. Yeah, that's good.
It's good. Very good.
Yeah. Just there's different levels.
There is. There's different levels of everything. Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into micro cheating.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure we never talked about this.
No, because I only just learned about it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Because I'm like, this is something that I think I've had on the list of topics I've wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting what some people will consider to be micro cheating versus like regular ass fucking cheating. I have a list. It's from marriage.com. So it feels pretty official.
It does feel very official. When you sent it to me, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Some of these seem a little bigger than micro. But I think the thing is like micro cheating is supposed to be a series of like, you know, death by a million cuts.
Got it.
You've got like your little things that are happening and they add up and they're like, you know, small ways that don't feel like directly cheating. They're not like you go out and you're sleeping with somebody or you're going out on a date or you're like talking sexually behind somebody's back.
Okay.
So we'll go through the list. And I'm curious to see if we actually feel like these are micro. Some of them are a little macro to me. Number one, claiming to be single.
When you're in a relationship?
This could take the form of listing yourself as single on social media so that people will feel comfortable flirting with you. Or you might go out with friends for the night and claim to be single so you can dance and exchange numbers with someone you find attractive. You aren't necessarily hooking up with someone, but you're sending the message that you might be available. I see that the most when I had Facebook.
That's a big Facebook thing. That's a huge Facebook thing.
And you know what the excuse always is? What I've always heard mm-hmm. is not me personally, but what friends will say is like, he doesn't use social media.
No, that's always it. Yeah. That's always it. Mm-hmm.
Well, he can.
He can. He can switch it.
He can log in.
He can log in and switch it.
Maybe he forgot the password. Well, he's got an email. Send that.
Send it over.
Reset that password.
Absolutely.
I think that's like as macro as it gets.
Yeah, I think like, that's pretty bad, honestly, if I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty bad.
It's just the wanting.
If you need, kind of attention. Again, if you need attention from whatever you're interested in, then, and it's not your significant other, there's a problem.
Yeah. This one is blatantly cheating, in my opinion. You're still on dating apps.
Yeah, that's cheating.
How is that?
How is that micro?
How is that micro?
What is going on with the world? Marriage. What?
You're literally on an app for dating.
What do you mean?
Which would be trying to date other people.
Absolutely.
Macro 100%. This one's a little iffy. Getting a little too close to a friend. It says having a friend of the opposite sex isn't a problem in and of itself, but if you're crossing the lines of friendships, friendship, this could be one of the micro cheating examples. Sharing the most intimate details of your life should be reserved for your partner. So if you're having those deep conversations with someone who is, quote, just a friend, you might be violating the terms of your relationship.
It depends on the kind of relationship you have.
Yeah.
Certain people have that and they're perfectly fine with that. You know, just being that, you know what I mean? Like that open with the other person. But I think both parties have to be okay with that.
Where do you draw the line? Because I feel like if I saw Drama King having like, how was your day? Like those kinds of talks, like every day.
No, that's not
like,
okay.
How was your day? How are you?
That's weird.
I would feel like you. Okay. Like it sounds like they're in the house sometimes.
Yeah.
I would feel like that's you're basically like entertaining a relationship.
100%.
You know?
Yes.
I feel like the line gets little thinner.
It gets much thinner with something like that. It shouldn't be an everyday, like if you have to, you know what I've noticed too? Like having to start a conversation with, hey, how was your day? If you're just like sending a text like, oh, I've just found this out or this would,
yeah,
that's different.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you don't have to ask how they're,
how is work?
Day. Yeah.
Like every day. What?
That's weird.
Yeah. But it's like one of those where it also depends on the other person,
yeah,
who they are, because yeah, if it's someone you've always been platonic with, that's, you know, still, I think the every day, like, how is work? How is blah, 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 is a lot.
It's a lot.
But I think, like, just having conversations, even, like, going to them for advice. Mm-hmm. Personally, I don't like that.
Right.
If it's the opposite sex. But there are people that are okay with that.
There are some people that are okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think, like, if I've seen people do this with, like, they've or people on the other side of it where their partner is the one doing this and it's with somebody they used to date.
No.
It's kind of like the shit in Love is Blind where the one guy, it's like he was like, we dated forever ago. Like, they were basically kids. It's just so iffy.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you have any kind of history and you're going to that person for relationship advice, I feel like that's just signaling, like, we're having problems.
Right.
To someone that you already have a past with.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't what he was doing.
Right.
But I just think, like, doing that kind of thing, it cannot be somebody that you've ever been romantic with.
No.
In any way.
No, 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 no. Or someone that you've just ever had even a crush on or had a crush on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's, like, just don't want that. That's just shit they don't need to know.
No.
Texting someone you're attracted to.
No.
No. No.
No.
And the thing is, only they would know that.
Yeah, unless you're that open.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird then. That's just a whole different.
I do not fucking like that at all.
No.
I do not like when people in relationships are willing to, like,
to overspeak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's... Mm-hmm. I don't do the celebrity crush talk drama king.
I don't either.
But some people are okay with that. I understand that, like, to an extent.
To an extent.
It's the, like, random people on the street.
Oh, when I hear men in relationships, marriages, who are saying things about other women who are right in front of them, that's disgusting.
I'm going to claw your eyes out.
Yeah.
Seriously. I hate that so much.
Yeah.
The same thing I was just talking about. Confiding in an ex about your relationship issues.
No, what? No. That's a no, no. At all.
No, no, no.
No.
Trying to impress others. You have a work meeting with someone you have a crush on. You spend extra time getting ready that morning.
But why do you have a crush?
Yeah, that's already the problem. Applying seductive makeup or choosing the perfect outfit. Trying to attract attention from others just isn't good relationship etiquette. I agree it's not good relationship etiquette, but it's also not, in my opinion, cheating.
I wouldn't consider that cheating.
If you want to look good.
If it's for a specific person, that's different.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to look good just to look good, that's different.
Yeah.
If you're like actively getting dressed for a specific person, that's not your significant other, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So if you're in your mind like, I'm going to wear this for Bob. for Jared and Bob. Like, I'm going to put on this little outfit for them. That's different than just putting on something because you're like, I look really good in this. Like, that's different. No, not for a specific person. If you're looking in the mirror and you're excited for whoever's face to light up when they see you, that's a problem.
Your boyfriend's getting a low taper fade to go to Walmart and only Walmart.
Only Walmart.
What the fuck is going on? Talking about sex with someone other than your partner.
I don't know.
It
depends.
You shouldn't be discussing your sex life with someone of the opposite sex or someone you're attracted to.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
That doesn't need to be a conversation.
We literally talk to you guys about stuff.
Yeah, so.
But that's different than, like, if I'm like, I like this person. Let me talk to them about my sex life. Because I want them to picture it.
Yes.
Or because I want them to say something like, oh, I would love that. Like, something like that.
I mean, I had a client that I dumped very quickly because he didn't let on that he was married until like halfway through. Then not that I didn't want him married, but then he did let on that he was married. And then he kept talking about, like, he was talking about sexual things with me, but like almost acting like they were like funny things.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, but then it eventually led into like very graphic things.
Yeah.
And like, it was one of the clients that I had like had, like I had a group of clients that I allowed to like go to their house or like, which I still do. And then or they would come to mine. And I was like, yeah, never again.
Because
he was the one client that refused me to come to his house. And I should have known why.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was putting out feelers more than anything.
Oh, the stuff that he was saying was skeeving me out.
It's like when they send the sexual memes. Remember we talked about that? That's the same thing. It's
same
like,
exact thing.
You're just trying to put us in a scenario. Like, you're writing a fan fiction about us.
It's not going to happen.
It's fucking weird. You're meeting up with people behind your partner's back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
That's it.
Is it more specific? Even if it's just having a cup of coffee together. If you can't tell your partner about it, it's one of the key examples of micro-cheating. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Following ex-partners on social media. I mean, I've done that. Mm-hmm. But also they know about it, so.
Yeah, I don't really think there's anything.
It's
then again, okay. If it rolls reversed. We are not the ones to ask this question.
No, we're not.
Okay, anyway, on to the next
different
question.
Different scenario, different kinds of, you know what I mean? Different kinds of people. Yeah, everybody's got their own thing. Liking and commenting on someone else's photos.
Okay, that's a no.
Death. I understand. Maybe we followed exes on social media before. We're not liking and commenting on shit. So fuck you. It's different. What? It's just, I don't even know.
I hate when that happens. Like 50 ads just spoke up.
Yeah, commenting on photos, I 100% think is cheating. Yeah,
the commenting on photos and the when.
I don't understand why it needed to be such a lengthy conversation about, like, is following certain kinds of people on social media cheating? We don't need to have a conversation about it. It is 100% a bad look, and it's mm-hmm. wrong.
Absolutely.
There's no, they see people in real life, so what does it matter? It matters. Optics matter. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're scrolling and they are literally lustfully looking at other people.
100%.
Matters.
It does.
Why are we still talking about, why is this still a conversation?
It shouldn't be.
How is there anything new to gain from it at this point? It objectively, like,
it is
bad. I don't care what anybody's fuck-ass boyfriend has to say about it. Right. It's bad.
It is.
Isn't this the same as the earlier one? Emotional cheating via text?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the same exact shit. Texting examples include revealing secrets to this person via text message.
Which is
speaking negatively about your partner.
Oh, negatively.
Or confiding in this person about your worries and problems.
Yeah, it's a no too.
Speaking negatively.
Yeah, and I've seen this happen many times. Many times. It's really fucked up.
I think that's like the person they do that with is the person that's like the backup.
It's always
in case they break up. Mm-hmm. That's always like, we started off as friends.
And then.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
That's that like Vanderpump Rules, like Sandoval thing.
Uh-huh. That shit was nuts.
It started off as a friendship. Mm-hmm. Always starts off as a friendship. It's not an actual friendship if the basis of the friendship is you bitching about your partner. Correct. And the other person liking the attention from that.
100%.
You're not friends.
No.
Fucking car chase going on. They're playing cops and robbers outside. You lie about who you talk to. One of the key micro-cheating signs is lying about who you're talking to. If your significant other questions you about someone they believe you're communicating with and you have to lie about it, it's inappropriate. Mm. It's especially problematic if you go as far as to change names in your phone so your partner doesn't know who you're messaging.
Well, I mean, that's pretty fucking bad.
A long time ago, I had a boyfriend that was not okay with me having any male friends. And I remember
she changed their names.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not right.
Yeah.
We've all done
doesn't
it.
Doesn't mean I haven't taken part.
I mean,
just not good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do it now.
No.
Done it before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hitting on other people. Yeah.
That's enough.
But there's that whole like, I have a flirty personality, which like some people genuinely, the way they talk is like, almost flirtatious.
Yes.
The people that say that about themselves, I think,
is the worst part. Yeah. You're like, I think there are certain people who genuinely do not know.
Yeah.
And then, but if you can say you are, then that's a problem.
Yeah. If you're like, I'm just a flirty person.
Then fix it.
But then you know that you're being flirty. It's different if people are perceiving you as flirty.
But yeah.
You're just saying, yeah, I'm a flirty person.
Kind of flirtatious.
Yeah, I just flirt with everybody. Okay. So you're a fucking cheater.
Right.
Sending photos to others. How legit is this list? Because it says 16 comma. Like, fix your typos.
Of course not. Why would you
No. It says even if the photos aren't suggestive, you shouldn't send pictures of yourself to someone of the opposite sex. Oh,
themselves? No. I remember I went on a date. I'll never forget this one. This was so interesting to me. Maria was little. And I went on a date with this guy. He seemed pretty normal job, like that kind of stuff. And I went on a date with him and he's sitting next to me, but we're at like a bar. So we're at the bar.
Yeah.
So we're sitting like this, like how we are. And he took out his phone and he's like, oh, my friend texted me this. She texted me again. And it was a picture of her just getting out of the shower.
As friends do.
And it even had up there, bestie.
So well, that, you know how every day when we get ready,
yeah,
we send each other a photo on our towels.
So I
looked
down and I was like, and he's like, oh. So he sent me pictures. Remember I told you about my best friend's girlfriend? This is her. Swear.
What?
I literally was like, oh, okay. Okay, Daniel. And I was like, okay. So I'll never forget, like, the rest of the date. I just got really quiet because I was like, this
what
is. And they
the
text
fuck?
The whole fucking time.
Why are you on a date when you've already pretty much secured your friend's girl?
Your friend's girl.
Why are you even
and
out
he's
here?
Like, and I was like, oh, okay. And then like I kind of, not that I fucking cared because it's the first time I fucking met him. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I was like, all I said was, I'm like, isn't it a little weird for your friends?
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, no, we're just really close. Just me and her, just really close. And I go, but that's yeah. your best friend's. He's like, well, we just got really close since I've been single.
It's a picture of her vulva. She's like, yeah. Hi, bestie.
She's like, yeah. Here. I'm like,
Ariola.
What?
I know. Bestie. What are you doing? Oh, I'm on a date, bestie.
I know.
What are you doing?
When he's like, yeah, you know, she's even asking about you. And I was like,
oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Where's the best friend?
I have no idea.
I hope
I think it was a
not
truffle
with her anymore.
Or was it truffle? What do they call it? Truffle? Truffle?
Quad. Why did I say quad? Quad is four.
Yeah.
I almost said
is it a truffle?
Quintuplets.
Quintuplets. But like.
Conjoined twins?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
But it was so weird. I'll never forget. And then like I left. Is he, she always, I'm like.
Yeah,
I remember
no.
I left. She tried messaging me so many times and I was like, no. And then he finally asked me. He goes, I don't understand. Like, we really vibed and stuff. Like, he's like, I'm just confused. And I'm like, truthfully, I just don't date guys who get pictures from like other women that are in relationships too. I said, it just seems like you're in something a little bit messy. No, it's not like that. And I just had to block and was like, you're just annoying.
Right.
I don't have any feelings for you, but I don't need an explanation from a person I'm not even dating. So
yeah, one date, we're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we're fine.
I don't need you to explain
need
why you're
to,
getting pictures of her out of the shower.
Done. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah,
here.
Don't care.
Yeah.
And then also, I've seen that bestie shit firsthand with the friend.
Yep.
Your partner cannot be calling one of your friends their bestie.
No.
There's got to be fucking boundaries.
Boundaries.
And I don't care to hear some like, oh, we're secure.
Right.
It's respect. That's fucking, that's not their best friend.
No.
I could be cool with my boyfriend's friends. If we broke up, those are his friends. Those
absolutely.
Are not my friends.
Those
we
are
not
friends.
Besties.
Yep.
Do you know how many times I've seen this?
Mm-hmm.
And then every single time it plays out something along the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your bestie.
It's not your bestie.
It's not your bestie. And besties don't send pictures right out of the shower.
No. No.
You know, typically.
Not typically. I mean, if it was the guy, that'd be interesting. Imagine.
Out of
the
shower?
Like, I still would have thought it was weird if his friend.
The best friend.
That's what I mean.
He was sitting
he's like,
there.
Just get out the shower.
How's your date going? Well, he's still wet.
Yeah.
Like, steam on the phone. The best friend. I can't.
I'm
like,
done.
The best friend's girlfriend is so crazy. Bestie in his phone?
Yeah. I know.
Honestly, that's going to end up in a murder. And
oh,
I don't
yeah.
know who it's going to be, but someone in that trio
yeah.
is getting taken out. That's like how every fucking
I think they're all fucking this
true
girl.
Crime story
absolutely.
Starts.
Mm-hmm.
Giving out your number. Well, yes.
Yes.
No. Yes.
That's no.
going to be cheating because that's how you even get to all the other steps.
Right.
They just wanted to make this list long, I think.
Yeah.
Disrespecting your partner in any way. This can involve talking to people that your partner has asked you not to talk to.
Oh,
if it's
yeah.
a
That's
if
a
it's
rough
a reasonable
one.
Request.
That's a rough one too.
Or to engage in any behavior behind their back that you know they would find hurtful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in quotes the a reasonable request thing. Some people are unreasonable.
Oh yeah.
So
absolutely.
It really does depend, but like what I would think is reasonable is like just a random guy that like you're friends with, or even worse, you're not friends with and you like met through social media and you're messaging with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. You find yourself pursuing a crush.
This is not micro. These are just cheating.
Yeah.
Should it just we've written on top, this is cheating?
Everyone has crushes occasionally, but when you're in a committed relationship, it's important not to act on those feelings.
So is this a list that's actually just supposed to be telling people what not to do because of the dum-dums in the world.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be.
Yeah.
These are like, you didn't actually do anything yet, but you're like almost, you're like right there on the line. Right.
Exactly.
Of micro-cheating.
I don't think so. I think, yeah, that's bad, all these.
If I found out the person I was with had a crush on someone.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do.
It's not a real relationship anymore then. If you're crushing on someone else, it just is what it is.
But that's like, everybody says that. Everybody gets crushes occasionally.
Really?
I will eat you. Like, I'm not even, like, I don't even know what I'll do, but I'll lose my mind.
I don't know what that means. That's weird.
Everyone gets crushes. Like on a celebrity or someone that's like.
Yeah, like on TV.
Because there has to be, you can find somebody attractive, but there has to be like compartmentalizing. I know 100%. This person's attractive, but I'm not going to let that develop into something.
100%.
I don't know about this marriage.com.
Marriage.com seems confused.
Mm-hmm. And then some of these were literally repeats. Verbal cheating. It involves speaking to someone in a flirtatious or overly intimate manner.
Yeah.
Sharing private jokes or giving compliments that cross the line of platonic friendship. Mm. How do you even differentiate, though? Like, I mean, physical compliments,
if it's,
I guess?
If it's, yeah.
Because if you compliment someone on, like, something about their person, I don't think that that's flirtatious.
No.
Why am I making myself mad at my boyfriend? like, we're talking about these and I'm like... He's probably innocently having a lunch right now.
Right.
Dismissive, avoidant, micro-cheating. Individuals with a dismissive, avoidant attachment style might engage in micro-cheating by not fully committing their emotions to their partner. This can manifest as forming emotionally intimate bonds with others under the guise of friendship, thereby avoiding deeper commitment in their primary relationship. By maintaining these emotional barriers, what the fuck is this? They were like, it's really bad to text other people.
Right.
It's not good to like photos. And now they're like, dismissive, avoidant, micro-cheating. Individuals with this attachment style. Like, what? The jump is crazy.
What is happening?
I don't understand. This can manifest as forming a... What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's like they're almost giving someone a handbook of things that is like... that's like for dummies, like dating for dummies. You know what I mean? That's basically what this actually should have been called. Yeah, not micro cheating.
Literally dating cheating for dummies.
Yeah, cheating for dummies. Things, do's and don'ts. Just all the don'ts.
It says, okay, this can manifest as forming emotionally intimate bonds with others under the guise of friendship. I guess that's like the same thing as going to other people for stuff instead of your partner.
Yeah, it's literally the same thing.
Okay, we just want to make this list long. Ambiguous behaviors that are considered micro-cheating. For example, consistently choosing to spend time with a specific coworker during breaks, secretly following an attractive acquaintance on social media, or frequently bringing up another person's name in conversation.
Hmm. Yeah, that's...
Like the coworker, like bringing up a coworker all the time kind of thing. Duh. How to avoid micro-cheating. Don't do any of this. What is this article? I'm so sorry because I found this shit and I was like, marriage.com. Yeah, it's got to be good. What the fuck? How do you know if they're micro-cheating? Here's the thing with most of this. You don't.
You don't.
It's something that they have to manage themselves.
It is.
To catch some of these things, you would have to like look for it.
You have to.
So, I mean, everything comes to light eventually, but some of this shit is like in your own mind. Only you know if you have a crush. Only you know if you're following somebody for the wrong reasons. Only you know, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
What you can catch is somebody sending a photo of themselves out of the shower to your friend.
Absolutely.
But outside of that, it's literally cheating for dummies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Us trying to dissect it.
Yeah. Well done.
Very, very good.
Yes.
Very good. I think we've all learned something here today. Yeah,
just about stupid people.
Yeah.
Stupid humans.
And
yes.
Don't go to marriage.com for advice.
No. Or
do if you're really stupid.
If you're really, really dumb.
Yeah. They break it down into layman's terms.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's it for this week.
That's it.
We're out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Leave a review if you would like to. It really helps us out. And come follow us on social media. I'm at Tayfelly on Instagram.
And I'm at It's at That Ash Bash.
We'll talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Bye.